702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's catch up with Adam Gilchrist. We looked at this issue a little earlier on, but let's get some more details now. Adam, good morning to you. This new Middle East, this peace deal signed between Bahrain, the UAE and Israel.
Quite something, isn't it? Yes, this agreement called the Abraham peace deal, which sounds a bit more Israeli than Arab. But anyway, it's an important deal. And indeed, Donald Trump hailed the dawn of a new Middle East with Israel and Bahrain and the UAE signing up, although they have signed a deal without actually thrashing out the details. So this is a bit like Brexit in that sense, is that, yeah, you can agree on the one hand, yeah, let's make peace. But exactly how you do that and how you open up the embassies and the travel and currency exchanges and any sharing of defense data, for instance. One suggestion is that Israel might sell defense equipment, even airplanes, to Bahrain and the UAE. Partly because whilst on the one hand they're trying to be friendly, they're all particularly scared about the influence of Iran. So there's nothing like having a wolf at the door to unite the people on the inside. And bearing in mind that Israel has otherwise only had previous deals with Jordan and Egypt, signing on the dotted line with Bahrain and the UAE is thought to be a really big deal, and therefore paving the way to other agreements in the Middle East. It does feel like something special, albeit Donald Trump is part of the process.
Yeah, it might have nothing to do with what an election in the next 50 days in the US, or indeed Benjamin Netanyahu's own domestic troubles. Nothing to do with any of that.
No, of course not.
All right. Talk to me about this huge payout to the bereaved family of Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, $12 million they're getting, which is some compensation. Of course, it doesn't make up for a life lost, does it? But of course, it's also an admission, really, a culpability that the city of Louisville, Kentucky is paying out this money. Breonna Taylor, of course, was killed in her own home by police, shot five times. In fact, they say at least five times. I don't quite know why 6 months later, we don't know exactly how many times she was shot, but she was a medical technician, a paramedic effectively, and was shot during a mistaken drugs raid. And interestingly, that her family are talking about it being just one layer of justice and how they're seeking other forms of justice, including police reforms in this city in Kentucky. But I have to say as well, apart from the fact that, this is obviously still under huge question about the Black Lives Matter campaign and how that fits into that. But at the root of this, three police officers had the legal right to burst in without warning, which is odd. The first thing that Breonna's partner did was reach for a gun, which is odd. And then police fired 25 shots in all. 25, that's odd. Why so many? And you just think, America, take guns out of that entire equation and everyone would live, surely.
And it's a story that we've seen so many, many times. And the resistance to what you are suggesting, Adam, consistent, I suppose, with that story. All right, now tell me, would it be easy or difficult for me to become a Brit?
I'm going to test you on this.
oh, dear.
Yep. The British citizenship test. We didn't used to have one, but we had one for a little while. And it is said to be so difficult and almost impossible to pass. They change the questions, obviously, every now and again. There are 24 of them, and you have to get 18 right. So you have to get a 75% pass rate. And yes, they are multiple choice, so you can guess a few. And I confess, I did get 21 out of 24, but several of those were guesses. I could easily have failed my own citizenship test. So just briefly, I won't do all 24, obviously, but here are four quick questions. Let's see if you could possibly slip in. In what county is Stonehenge?
Oh, no idea.
Why would you know that? Exactly. Wiltshire. How many member states are there in the Commonwealth? This is something that presumably all members of the Commonwealth could know.
I ought to know that. 54? No?
You're close, 53. Yeah, I'll give that to you, actually. When were the last Welsh rebellions?
Don't know.
15th century. And what is the purpose of the United Nations? And frankly, if you can get the answer to that, I think there's a job for you as Secretary General.
World peace?
Yeah, I'd do that. So, yeah, to stop war, world peace, whatever. So, 50%, you're not far off, but I'm afraid we still can't let you in, and that might be some relief.
You know, the Welsh question in my mind, I was racing, thinking about the crown, and of course the part where Prince Charles had to basically, you know, earn the name, the title, the Prince of Wales, as it were. Mm. So I was trying to remember, what was that about? What was that all about?
What does it go back to? Yeah, absolutely.
I'll stay South African. Thank you very much, Adam Gilchrist, with this morning's Worldview.